This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Easter Wednesday. First posted March 26, 2008. 1 Peter 1:3-9 Rejoice in God's saving act. Paraphrase. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By His great mercy we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and to an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. 1 Peter 1:3-5 We can rejoice in this hope even though we may have to undergo various trials to test and strengthen our faith. As gold is refined by fire, our faith, which is even more precious and imperishable, undergoes testing, so that it may produce glory, praise and honor to God at Jesus' second coming. Without ever having seen our Lord Jesus, we love Him. Though we cannot see Jesus now, we believe in Him and rejoice with joy beyond expression. As the result of our faith we will receive the salvation of our eternal souls. Commentary. God has created this temporal world as an opportunity for us to seek and find God, Acts 17:26-27, and to be reborn to eternal life, John 3:3-5-8. God has designed creation with Jesus Christ, built into its structure, John 1:1-5-14. At the perfect time He has revealed Jesus as His only provision for our salvation, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. All of us have sinned, disobeyed God's word, and fall short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. God has had mercy upon us, and has provided forgiveness of sin and salvation from eternal death as a free gift to be received by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Ephesians 2:8-9, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. He has given us a living, vibrant and tangible hope in resurrection from physical death to eternal life in paradise restored in heaven. God raised Jesus from the dead to demonstrate that there is existence beyond physical death. God sent Jesus to show us how, and to make it possible for us, to live according to God's word, by the gift of His indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. We are spiritually reborn through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Through the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit we have a personal fellowship with Jesus Christ and God the Father. We experience God's love. The Holy Spirit teaches, guides and empowers us to know and do God's will. The Holy Spirit preserves us through faith unto salvation at the end of time. It is possible to know for oneself with certainty whether or not one has received the Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. The Lord uses trials of this life to refine and increase our faith to spiritual maturity. As we begin to trust and obey the Lord, we will learn that His promises are true and reliable, and that He has the power and willingness to fulfill them. As we experience God's faithfulness and power, faith becomes settled conviction. We not only have believed, but have come to know with certainty that God's word is the word of eternal life and that Jesus is the Christ, Messiah, the Son of God, John 6:68-69. We didn't know Jesus during His earthly lifetime, but we can come to know Him through the Bible record. We cannot see Jesus now, but we can experience the joy of His presence, power and love by His indwelling Holy Spirit within us. The things of this world are perishable. This whole creation is subject to decay, but God's kingdom in heaven is eternal. Is Jesus your Lord? Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple? John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed? Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14.